Horror Stories Podcast. Hello, everybody. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories Podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Normally, you're going to hear one of my stories on this feed, but it's Sunday, and the madness subsides, and you get the weekly challenge. That's where I post a topic, and then you send in a story based on that topic. I gather them all up in this editing program, ramble a bit in between, and post the resulting catastrophe for your enjoyment and pleasure. Don't you agree, Nerdo? Yeah. You happy, boy? Good boy. Yeah, this is weekly challenge number 225, and the topic is friend. Are you my friend? Are you my Philly friend? Oh, you are my Philly friend. You're a good boy. Yes, you are. We've got a fun batch of stories this week from all kinds of people, including some first-timers that fell for my emo plea to get people to come in and be my friend. So let's hear them in the order that I received them. First up, and this one surprised me, Lizzie Beth got this one done like seconds after I posted the topic in the Twitter stream, 100 Word Stories. So, Lizzie Beth, congratulations, and let's see what you've got.
Sally, cried Tegan as she rushed towards her friend of 22 years. Where on earth have you been? Whirling about, Sally's eyes widened as she gazed at her with surprise. She stammered. I've been busy, clapping her best friend on her shoulder. She claimed her spot in the line that had begun to form before the Starbucks coffee counter. We have a lot to catch up on, Tegan continued. We do? Sally sputtered, absently rubbing her right temple in the hopes of alleviating the headache that had begun to rise. Yes, we really do. What about everything?
Well, thank you, Lizzie Beth, and thank you to the midgets. The Midget Peace Theater has returned. I'm glad that we got that talking iPhone out of the loop there.
What did you think about it, Nardo?
Yes, you're a happy boy. This is a rare time that he's sitting up on the sofa with me. Usually it's Bruin. Very rarely the baby comes up here. But no, it's a good body. I'd love to pet his tummy. His fuzzy tummy. He's going to bite me at some point. Yes, he is. Good boy, petting his nose. If I put my hand right in front of him and don't pet him, he's going to snap. He leans over and he rubs and he thinks, oh, you're not rubbing at me. And big yawn. It's like, oh, I don't need that. And it's like, ow, chomp. Ow. Okay. By the way, if you could understand that story, the text of the stories are in the show notes at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Also, you're going to be able to vote for your favorites.
Oh, man. I should have done coffee. Wow. This is going to be an editing feast, isn't it? Well, speaking of friends, we've got ourselves Kelly here. She has returned. All these people are coming back. All you folks who haven't come back, you know, we don't need you. We don't need you. I know Steven the Nuclear Man is busy with all these conventions and stuff. Dude, enjoy the conventions, man. We're covered. We're covered. It's fine. We miss you, but it's all right. It's all right. So here's Kelly and Kelly's story.
His arms and legs were broken in a car accident. For 4 weeks, I've been safe. But he is getting better. The abuse will start again. I shoot him once and keep shooting until all that remains is the click of the trigger. He lies, crooked and bleeding. It does not look like self-defense. With trembling hands, I pick up the phone and dial. Hello? Says a familiar voice. I need you. It's been 15 years since I've seen her, but I know that she will come. She is my friend. She will know what to do.
Thank you, Kelly. Man, this is going to be Midget Palooza today, isn't it? Here comes another story by a friend, and this one, somebody who fell for the whole, oh, please send one in. If you're really my friend, you're going to send in a story. Otherwise, you're not going to be my... You know, don't you ever get tired of that? Folks playing this passive-aggressive folk, well, if you're really my friend, you're going to... People are busy. People are busy out there, and it's all right. And no, this isn't passive-aggressive either. I know that there are other podcasts out there where it's like, you know what, I'm going to make an oil painting, and I'm going to get it in a museum, and I'm going to get famous. Fine, cool. Let me know when the opening is. Awesome. What do you think, Nardo?
Nardo's just pawing at a blanket. He's a good boy. Yes, you are. Yeah, I appreciate it when you get up here so I can pet you. Usually you sleep on the bed. Yes, pet the butt. Yes, tail goes up. Got your tail. I got your tail.
So here's Christine and her story.
Wigga Wiggas were the toys we invented. Cute little fluffy puff creatures named for the sound they made when they moved. Wigga 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 wigga. They were really just a square inch of white rabbit fur. But in our hands, they were adorable and curious creatures with a love for sassafras tea and trips to the bathroom sink beauty parlor. At the time, I didn't think we were poor or anything. I guess maybe we weren't just as easily conned by marketing as kids are today. In any case, Eric and I, we had the Wigga Wiggas. The best toys ever.
Aw, that's sweet, Christine. Maybe we should have a toy company and make Wigga Wiggas and have a huge marketing campaign. What do you think, Nardo? How about we use your tail? Wigga, 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 wigga. Now comes the disappointed look. That's my tail. Don't wave my tail around. That's my job. My tail can wave on its own perfectly fine. How about play with your toesies? Good boy. Yeah, I like to bet on you. Yeah, you're just going to stay here for the whole thing, aren't you? Yes, you are. You are a purr monster. Yes, who's a happy boy? I know, this has become the Nardo cast. Next up is Zachman. And yes, he's back. And he's got himself a new outlook. Zachman, take it away.
Victor's parents asked him to go and make a friend because they were worried he spent too many hours every day with his face in books. His parents asked, "Don't you think you should take a break?" "But it's science," he told his parents. They sent him outside hoping he would play with other children. Oddly, he took a sewing kit with him. Later, father said, "Have you made any friends?" "Yes, but it is hard to find enough good parts." "Young man, I told you to make friends, not fiends. We should have never bought you a chemistry set."
Thank you, Zach, man. I like that one. Ooh, that's kind of creepy. You should post that one up on the Drabblecast forums under the Drabbles list. I could see someone doing that with the Dribblecast. That would be cool. Next up is an old friend, Free Reed. She does all sorts of artsy stuff. I'm looking over at the wall. Looking over the wall. And that just... Man. I see that every day. I see that painting every day. It reminds me. Here's Free Reed's story. I hope you enjoy it. You better enjoy it, otherwise there's going to be trouble.
Friends. Backlit in the doorway, dressed in white again, she's in pain. Rheumatoid arthritis is twisting her bones. She can't take our holiday to the sea, can't take that trip to Paris. I got something for you not feeling well. I unwrap Eloise, a nice clean copy. "Oh, read it to me. Read it to me." She flops on my bed. "I can't read it to you. My room's a mess." "No, read it to me." I read her Eloise at the Park Plaza. She's laughing. I send her home with it. Now you can get the illustrations. She's only 50.
Friends, reading stories to friends who are in pain. That's what friendship is.
As opposed to my friend here, Nardo, whose tummy I like to pick. I know. I know your hip bothers you. It's not easy getting old. It's not easy getting old for a kitty cat. Yeah. I know, you don't like it, but you're very funny. Yes, rubbing your head. Yeah, we got the new camera, so we can make kitty movies of you. Yeah. Yeah, we can make kitty movies of you, and get photos of you when you're hiding in the dark, and getting ready to pounce on the baby panthers. I don't see them anywhere. They must still be on the bed. Now that Grandpa Nardo is sitting with me, it's like, oh good, we can have the rest of the bed. Next up
is Almo. Yes, Almo is back. I missed him, but I know he's busy. But he's got time this week, because it's all about friends this week. Let's hear what Almo's got. Billy lifted his glass and took a swallow of his beer. The barroom door opened, and mid-afternoon light streamed in. Billy and Sam shaded their eyes against the intrusion. "When did you find out?" Sam said. "Tuesday," Billy answered flatly. Sam grimaced and drank his beer. He made sure the bartender wasn't close enough to overhear. "What tipped you off?" Sam said. "You know how Fred always wears an American Legion pin?" Billy said quietly. Sam nodded. "I found it in the bedroom," Billy said. "And you never suspected?" Sam said. "Nah," Billy answered. "He's a friend." Ah, yes. With friendship, occasionally comes betrayal. Not that any of you would betray me, ever, because you know that I would get so angry that... Oh, thank you, Almo. Where was I? Oh, yeah. I would get so angry that I would exile you to North Dakota. Now, don't believe anything TJ says about North Dakota. North Dakota is all bad. It's like America's gulag, okay? Although, I tend to think that America's gulag is actually Canada. But, no. I don't want to get the Canadians angry. Here's TJ and his story.
Hi, this is TJ. I am from North Dakota. And this is Fight. Fran, from her formative years, felt a fondness for ferns. She figured she'd flourish as a florist. She founded her flower shop with her friend Fiona on a firm handshake, but with a flutter in her heart. She needn't have fretted. Fran, Franz, and Fee became famous for finding just the right ferns for films. They had a falling out, however, when Frisco Today featured Fran, but not Fee. Faux pas. Fiona, furious, flipped out and flung fertilizer into the fountain in the foyer, asphyxiating Fran's fish. They ran the business 50-50, but their friendship proved flimsy. How unfortunate. Let's kick it in the ass one more time. Let's kick it in the ass one more time. Let's kick it in the ass.
Don't be friends. We still be friends.
And a special shout out to Break Lazy and Actual Minot Band, who did the Actual Minot music I used for the incidental music for this one. Well done, guys. Woot.
I thought they'd go on forever, TJ. I thought they'd go on forever. All their flowers were so wonderful. Now, going in there, it's like a funeral. I can't stand it. I can't get flowers anymore. They've ruined it. What is it, dude? Oh, now he's doing his cleaning. You can tell that a cat trusts you. He sits right up next to you and just starts cleaning. But you know what? If he didn't trust me, he would have killed me in my sleeps long ago. Yes, I'm playing with your ears. Yeah, you got to deal with that. Yeah. Yes, I'm playing with your ears, your big, goofy ears. I'm going to go for a walk after this. Woke up, stepped on the scale to 11. Yesterday, stepped on the scale, woke up to 12. So it looks like I'm making a run for getting out of this 210, 215 zone. I was stuck at 215 for the longest. Now I think my base is about 212. So it's the middle of the month. I'm pretty sure that I'm not going to make the goal of 206, 207, but I am going to come out with a loss, and it may take me longer to get to 200, but I'm going to try. And I admit that I've not been doing two-a-days, and I've not been doing my sit-ups for the past week. It's only been one. But at least I'm getting out there, and, when I go for today's walk, I'm going to make it count. And then cucumbers are good because there are lots of water, and grapes. Found a great deal on grapes at Kroger. Even though we're going to Kroger later, I may go over there just for the fact of, giving myself a goal to walk. Or I may walk to H-E-B and see what they've got. It's been a while since I've been to H-E-B. Okay, well, now that I babbled and shared way, way, way too much, let's hear a little bit from Norval Joe.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of the Flying Island Press, where we want to print your stories electronically and share them with the world. So if you have a story between 2,000 and 7,000 words, and it's science fiction or fantasy, not terribly dark, with a positive slant maybe, and rated PG-13 or better, send it in. We'll take a look at it and hopefully print it. Otherwise, this is the weekly challenge number 225 with a prompt of friend. So here's my story. 15 minutes after he was born, his brother was too. From then on, he never needed a friend. He had his brother. They slept in bunk beds, ate side by side at the dinner table, and even sat in the same overstuffed chair while watching TV. They were inseparable until junior high school. An eighth grader told his brother they looked so much alike and were always together, they must be fags. His brother never told him, just hated him for it. He didn't understand what happened, so he just hated his brother back. It was years before they were friends again. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Aw, that's so sweet. Except for them becoming friends again. I'll never be friends with my brother. Butthead. No, I'm the butthead, not him. No, I refuse. I absolutely refuse. No, I'm not going there, Norval Joe. You're not going to bring us together. Okay, Nardo got a drink now. Let's see if he gets back up on the sofa. Yes. Yes, who's a good boy? Now, you're my friend. You're a better friend than my brother, because yes, you're a stripey boy. Good boy. Yes, this is the I Love Nardo Show. What? What is it? Want to go outside? No? Just one headbutt? Good headbutt. Yes. As opposed to a butthead. You want to bite me? Ow. Thank you. And I want to say welcome back to Ari Gaffer. Wow. Ari. Almo. Free read. All these people just like, hey, yay, I want to be part of it. And it's like, good, I should shamelessly spam everyone and then only get 4 or 5 stories as a result. Man, that's efficient. Welcome to social media. No. No. Everybody's at SLCC having fun without me. And that's why they're having fun, because I'm not there. Oh, well. I should have airmailed a wet blanket. Probably would have dried off by the time it got there. Here's Ari and his story. I hope you like it. You better.
Well, hey, Ari here. Man, it's been a long time. I'm going to try to submit a submission for 225 friend with an iPhone. I haven't totally figured out the apps that are the best. I got a slew of them that all have shortcomings. But anyway, this is going to be my go for this weekly challenge. Wardell stuck his thumb out again, but by this time had pretty much given up on landing a ride out here in the middle of Nowhereville. Didn't even look. Just like most aspects of his life felt recently, he'd been abruptly dropped off. Wasn't very inclined to enthusiasm or faith anymore, either. Behind him, a forceful voice said, "Ride!" Wardell jumped a foot. Shit, you scared me! Where the heck did you... For company. Wardell meekly replied, both? Done. There in 20. Well, how'd you know where... Your friends care. They know. You only knew them virtually. Till now. And that's all, folks. Well, there you have it. That whole thing was recorded and cut on a phone.
Cool, Ari. What app did you use for that? Man, I'd love to be able to do that while on the fly. Just put... can you mix in music, too? That's the case. I never have to come home ever again. Okay, you just jump... What? Oh, okay, I have to come home so that I can pet you. All right. Well, then I will. Good boy. He's jumping up and down. You're getting more and more impatient, aren't you? Yes, you are. You're like, either you pet me, or I'm going to go wander around and then jump back up here and then get you all guilty. Will you stop eating my headphones? He's already destroyed like 8 pairs of headphones over the past few years. He destroyed another on Thursday, and I had to go by Best Buy to pick up another set. Because it's like, you know, he chews them up and tears them off. And of course, if he tries to swallow me, barfs. Mr. Barf Bucket. I mean, your stomach is bad enough, dude. You do not need to be eating headphones. So, of course, it's my fault. Because I leave the headphones out where he can get them. See if I... Well, they're not in the drawer, so I'm sure one of the kittens has dragged the headphones off of the shelf that I have them on. And then they get good old Grandpa Nardo to eat them and barf. And they're like, ha 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 ha, we'll get rid of him soon enough. Get him so sick that he just keels over. He comes back and he goes up on the shelf in a box with the other kitties. Yeah, that's not happening soon, dude. Good boy. All right. So, who's next? Well, this is Pet Love, and she's also from Second Life. Hey, you only knew them virtually. Till now. So she's got 2 stories, and we're going to get the midgets to read them. So here we go, Pet Love, and I hope you all like this.
Met Charlene at Hunter's. Both great creative people. The meeting over, Charlene said, "Let's go hear some music." We went to hear some blues. Good music, good time. She left. I hung out. There was a huge praying mantis hovering around the ceiling. The thing was almost on my head. As I backed away from it, I stepped on a foot. Oops! Apologized. Turned around to look, and it was this blonde god. He laughed. It's been 4 years. Turned into a wonderful friend. Every day is fresh and new with him. Amazing how things work out.
Okay, midgets, don't go anywhere. I need you for one more story, all right? All right, once you're done, you can go play. All right? Nardo, I know you don't like the midgets, right? I know. You're a goofball. I should take a photo of you. Photo of you and show people how good of an assistant you aren't. Yes. You're a good boy, but you're a lousy, lousy podcat. All right, here's the next story by Pet Love.
I had some fun with Verdi today. Can't stand her. I sat next to her cage where she was lying down, pretending to ignore me. Didn't look at her. Didn't try to get a piece of her. Just sat there. I know she hated every second of it. Ha! I'm glad she was in the cage, though. She's a tank. And she's fast. Who would have thought some bunny so solid could be so fast? There's no getting away from her, and you can't fight her. I wanted to be friends with her, but she's so grumpy. She had her chance.
And those two were by Pet Love. Thank you, Pet Love. There's one more that came in here from Bobby Joe Johnson. Now, these aren't 100 words, so I'm going to go ahead. And they're just some collected phrases that fill our mind here. So I thought I'm going to go ahead and read them, because she can't record them. I hope I get the right feeling for these. Touching your face with fingertips. Tracing the outlines of years spent without me. I wonder, what put this one, or that one, as I tenderly memorize the you I now know, loving each one of your facial remembrances. I held out my hand, but forgot that my fingers were curled inside. No wonder yours could not touch me. Now, mine outstretched, and you are gone. Watching the well-worn guitar in hands that know each chord, each note, each song so well, yet the boredom upon his weather-etched face is too evident. A change is needed. The words, once love poems, now empty, long since gone. Yet he must sing them, night after night after night, town after town after town. He goes on, empty songs. The audience roars their applause. The laughter of friends, the soft sighs, and comforting arms that reach over the web to soothe aching hearts or caress tear-stained cheeks. My fingers boldly on keys typing, yet heart aching, wondering, if I passed you on the street, would our eyes even meet? Then fingers might reach across the store aisle, finding not a stranger. For perhaps in your step, your eyes, an unheard voice, I would know it was you. Should I salute your words? A casserole, all layered, delving, picking apart with fork and knife, or slip them between my lips and suck them slowly, as in melted ice cream, feeling them down my throat, swallowed with ease. I never know how to eat you, yet I continue to nibble. So there are some thoughts by Bobby Joe Johnson. And I like that last one. Words as if you're eating them. You know who could really, really read these out? I think I got close to it. Bobby Joe, is it okay if... Could you send these to Rose Drop Rust in a note card? And maybe he can read those out in one of his poetry things at Circe's. Oh, and I kind of wimped out of Circe's yesterday. I was really not feeling all that good yesterday. I wasn't feeling that good. I was seeing all these tweets and all these other things from folks, and I miss them, and maybe I made a mistake in not going this year, but I need to save up. I really do. We're really hoping for a house, and hopefully if Obama doesn't throw more taxpayer money at people who bought houses bigger than they should have gotten and spend millions and billions on... Every time government spends this stuff, you know, you got fraudsters. And you know what? It's called responsibility. I know that things are bleak and things are tough, but look, when I was out of work for 2 years, when I left the station, my wife and I, it was difficult, and eventually I got a job that didn't really pay all that well, but in that time, it was hard, and I gave up the car, and I haven't gotten one since. I've made do without it, because it's like, you know, you got to, and now it's like, well, without it, I'm getting all these walks in, and saving money with the bus, and I sit on the bus and I listen to podcasts, and I've got time for it. And we've got the one truck, and even though I don't drive it all that much, you know, the heavy groceries go in that. And I know it's harder when folks have kids and all that, but when these things happen, you've got to take personal responsibility. And I think this country has forgotten a lot of those things. And I know, you know, there's a lot of folks out there that are trying to make ends meet that are trying and doing things, but there are lots that aren't. And the problem is, do you help the ones that are having problems legitimately and end up wasting resources on those who aren't? You know, a friend of a friend who gets them slipped in, a little kickback here, a little kickback there, I don't know. It's hard. And I don't envy the folks that have to be the gatekeepers or end up auditing. But, well, maybe we've become the great American lie. You know, the thing about a dream is that eventually you have to wake up and face reality. Oh, wait, okay. Forget the political rant or the philosophical rant or the lament for all time. How about a story by Planet Z to end things, so I can at least pretend that I have some semblance of humanity left? Here's Planet Z. And I wish that Stephen Soss were here, because then he could refute all of that.
Trust issues. The therapist said I needed to become my own best friend. But I have no real friends, I said. None at all, said the therapist, not even me? This was new, strange. I never thought of you that way. You're my doctor, not my friend. Well, think of me as a friend, someone you confide in, someone... That's when I hit him with the shovel. I buried him in the backyard with my files. I look like him. I sound like him. I will become my own best friend. I will become him. My trust issues vanish.
Well, everybody, that's it. The weekly challenge to 25 friend. You know, if Nardo were a true editing buddy, he would tell me to get rid of that long ramble, but you know what? He's a cat, and he just wants me to pet him. You're such a good boy, yes. You are such a good boy. He is my friend, and you, my friends, are my friends as well. Just, I'm not going to pet you all over. Whatever, that could be a little uncomfortable. So, as I said before, the show notes are at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, along with news stories every day until the day I die, which isn't coming anytime soon, I think. You can also go to that site and see links to everybody's pages that they told me, hey, I've got a page here, why don't you point to me? I need some traffic. Although, a lot of people did not send me links this week. So, you know, it's, hey, they're here. They're here. They're in my heart. You can also vote for your favorite stories. Now, I know you're not supposed to pick favorites, but the reason is the person who wins that poll picks the next topic. Otherwise, I'm stuck picking topics and they're all boring. The color green, the color blue, the color yellow, the color purple. My God, if the topic were the color purple, it would be all Oprah stories. And I know all of you just love the idea of beating on Oprah, but come on. That's so 1985. That's gross. Anyway, the background music that you're hearing is by Guy David, a friend who is doing all sorts of World of Warcraft stuff and taking a break from writing. Well, writing here. He's thinking about doing it. If you think you ought to do it, you know, send a tweet to Guy David. And speaking of Twitter, 100-word stories. I try to follow using that account, everyone who submits stuff in here and does writing type stuff and all. So if I'm not following you, you know, ping me and then say, hey, you should follow me. And I'll try to remember it. So I'm going to go for a walk in a little bit. And maybe when Nardo decides, I don't want you to ping me, I'm going to take a picture of him. So I'll take a picture of Nardo and post it. And I'm going to post this stuff, and I'm not even reading off my notes here anymore. I'm just going off the track. I always do that towards the end. You know, it's kind of a rush, a rumble. But I want to thank you all for sending in stories. And those folks who suffered my mass spam in Second Life, I apologize for that. But I thank you for taking the time to think about the topic and give it a shot. And for those who didn't, just toss me a note saying at least you listened. And so have the others. And maybe by hearing the others, or the midgets reading the stories of the others, you'll think to yourself, can it really be that hard? And give it a try. And who knows where it'll lead you. Maybe in circles, I don't know. But you know what? Those will be the best circles you go in your life. That's a silly. I'll see you all tomorrow with another 100-word story, and then Wednesday I'll do my live reading of the crap that I've written during the week, and then next Sunday, with the topic of autumn, another weekly challenge. I'll see you all tomorrow. Until then, thank you for listening, and as always, keep it brief. Closing.